Welcome. In this lesson, we'll build a Mozy Edit, a dark side intro from scratch in Ableton Live 12, aimed at drum and bass DJs who want warm, tape-style grit. The goal is a loopable, mix-ready intro at 170-174 BPM. We'll work at 172 BPM and create a 32-64 bar intro that's easy for DJs to use. Lesson overview. We'll set up a small project template, create a filtered break and sparse drum bed, design a detuned re/sub in Waveedable, add texture tape noise and vinyl crackle, make a simple effects sweep for mix-ins, and then glue everything with a stock Ableton bus chain, saturator, redux, drum bus, EQ8, glue compressor, chorus, utility, reverb and delay. We'll keep processing subtle so the result stays usable in a club. Start a new live set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. Project and track setup. Create two audio tracks and two MIDI tracks. Name them drums, noise/crackle for audio, and Reese, Atmos/FX for MIDI. Set your loop length to 32 bars for the intro section, for example, 1.1.1 to 5.1.1 in arrangement view. You can extend to 64 bars later if you want more length. Build the rhythmic bed. Drums drag a dark break loop from Live's core library or your sample pack into the drums track. Warp it to 172 BPM and place it on the grid. Insert EQ8 first. High pass around 40 Hz to remove subs and dip to 5 Khz by about -2 to -4 dB to reduce harshness. After EQ8, add drum bus. Push drive into the 612 range, set boom around 1-2, and add light distortion to taste. This pushes harmonics and darkens the loop. Duplicate the clip and create gated variations. Stretch and silence sections to leave sparse hits every 4 or 8 bars. These sparse hits act as DJ cue points and make the intro loopable. Create the re/sub. Re/load Waveedable on the re/MIDI track. Program a low drone, root plus a fifth or long sliding detuned notes. Choose a sawish Waveedable, use two oscillators slightly detuned, detune around 2 to 10 cents, and set unison to 2-4 for width. Set a low pass inside Waveedable at roughly 150-300 Hz and keep resonance low. Automate a slow opening of the cutoff over the 32 bar section, so the sound evolves gradually. Insert saturator after Waveedable. Use analog clip or soft sign, drive around 3-6 dB to start, and enable soft clipping for a tape-like asymmetry. Keep output at unity. Follow with EQ8. Use a low shelf boost of about +2 to +4 dB at 100-200 Hz for warmth and slightly reduce 800-2000 Hz to avoid nasality. Finish the chain with glue compressor. Ratio about 2:1, attack tilde 10 ms, release tilde 200 ms, aiming for 2-4 dB of gain reduction to glue the Reese layers. Add noise and tape crackle. Noise/crackle. Use a vinyl crackle audio clip, or generate white noise on Atmos/FX and record a loop, then drag it to noise/crackle and warp to tempo. Chain processing. EQ8 to roll off highs above 8-10 Khz, redux set to a higher sample rate reduction around 20-24 Khz and bit depth 12-16 for subtle degradation. Mix this low around 30-50%. Add saturator with soft sign. Drive 2-4 for gentle warmth. Use chorus or subtle modulation, with a slow rate 0.100-0.30 Hz to simulate wow. Lower the level with utility, so the noise sits under the Reese, around -6 to -12 dB relative to the main elements. Create a short FX sweep. Atmos/FX. Use Simpler or Waveedable to make a long filtered noise sweep. Start with white noise and a low pass, whose cutoff rises or falls to create movement. Send the sweep to a long reverb on a return track. Large hall with short predelay and long decay works well, and add auto filter in band pass or low pass mode with an LFO or envelope. Automate cutoff to rise towards the bar where a DJ will mix in. Group bus and warm tape style grit chain group drums, Reese, noise/crackle and Atmos/FX into one group called intro bus. On the group, place devices left to right as follows. 1. EQ8. Subtle high roll off above about 12-14 Khz, -2 to -4 dB to tame digital sheen. 2. Saturator. Soft clip mode. Drive 2-4 for warmth. Monitor gain staging. 3. Redux. Sample rate around 20-30 Khz. Bits 12-16. Wet around 20-35%. Subtle lo-fi grain. 4. Glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10-30 ms. Release tilde 200 ms. Aim for 1-3 dB reduction to glue things together. 5. Utility, used to control width and output. For mono safety, make sure low end is centered. Keep the group fader, so the final output targets about -6 to -3 dB peak headroom for later mastering and DJ use. Automation and DJ-friendly edits. Automate saturator driver redux wet to slowly increase grit around bars 24-32 so the intro evolves. Automate a low pass on the drums to slowly open toward the end. DJs use this as an entry cue. Add single hit stabs or short breakouts at bars 8, 16 and 24 to provide obvious cue points. When you're happy, export the loop region. File export audio/video, 24-bit, 44.1 or 48kHz, and keep normalization and dither off. Include -6 dB headroom. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overdo redux or bit reduction. Subtlety is key. Too much produces distracting artifacts. Avoid heavy saturation on some frequencies. Clip lows in a way that muddies the mix. Use parallel saturation if needed. Watch headroom. Stacking devices with positive gain pushes you into clipping. Aim for -6 dB peaks on the intro bus. Don't make the intro too busy. DJs need space to mix. Keep a clean sub and sparse percussive markers. Check in mono often. Club rigs some to mono. Make sure low end remains solid and phase safe. Pro tips: parallel tape. Duplicate the reese. Aggressively saturate the duplicate and low pass it. Then blend under the clean sub to add grit without losing low fundamentals. Slow modulation equals tape well. Use chorus or a very slow LFO for tiny pitch drift. Keep rates under 0.58Z. Sidechain ducking. Add a compressor to the reese sidechain to a kick transient if you want the reese to sit consistently under club kicks. Save the final chain as an effect rack with macros for drive, redux wet, and low roll-off for quick recall. Name it clearly for future edits. Mini practice exercise. 30 to 45 minutes new live set at 172 BPM. Create a 16-bar intro using only 1 break loop audio, 1 wave eatable reese MIDI, 1 noise texture audio. Apply the bus chain, EQ 8, saturator, redux, glue compressor. Save that chain as an effect rack. Automate saturator drive to rise by about +3 dB across bars 9-16. Export a 16-bar loop with -6 dB headroom. Goal: a warm, dark, tape gritty loop that still sits clean under a DJ mix. Recap: you've built a DJ-friendly dark side intro in Ableton Live 12 at 172 BPM, a filtered drum loop, a detuned wave-eatable reese, vinyl/tape noise texture, an FX sweep, and a stock device bus chain using saturator, redux, drum bus, EQ8 and glue compressor. Keep processing tasteful, monitor gain staging, check mono, and save your bus chain as a reusable rack. Final mindset: treat this as a DJ tool, not a final master. Prioritize loopability, headroom, and separable elements so DJs can mix in easily. Save multiple variants, full, dry, and sub only, and keep your workflow staged. Sketch, refine sound design, color, and glue, then export stems. That's it. Load Live 12. Follow these steps and start making Mosey-style dark intros with warm, tape-like grit. Good luck!